Much of the blistering criticism of the federal government's hurricane response has centered on Michael Brown. He's an undersecretary in the Department of Homeland Security, and he directs the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. As NPR's David Green reports, Brown had no experience dealing with major disasters when he came to that agency in 2003.
In the 1990s, Michael Brown was not dealing with hurricanes. He was commissioner of the International Arabian Horse Association. His mission was to make sure judges at horse shows were acting ethically. He has now entered a very different world.
FEMA Director Mike Brown is in charge of all federal response and recovery efforts in the field.
Last Wednesday, President Bush appointed Brown to lead his government's response to Hurricane Katrina. A day later, CNN's Paula Zahn asked Brown about thousands of evacuees holed up without food in the New Orleans Convention Center. Here's what he had to say.
We just learned about that today, and so I have directed that we have all available resources to get to that convention center to make certain that they have the food and water.
So you're not telling me you just learned that the folks at the convention center didn't have food and water until today, are you?
Paula, the federal government did not even know about the convention center people until today.
Brown soon emerged as the symbol of the federal response to the suffering along the Gulf Coast. How did this Oklahoma attorney go from overseeing horse show judges to leading FEMA? Brown was a college chum of Joe Albaugh, who was campaign manager for President Bush in 2000. Bush appointed Albaugh to lead FEMA, and Albaugh tapped Brown to be FEMA's general counsel. Brown rose through the ranks, became deputy director, and took over the agency when Albaugh left to work as a consultant. Even after Brown admitted he didn't know about the overcrowded convention center, the president gave him a confidence boost in person last Friday.
Again, I want to thank you all for, and Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job. The FEMA director's working 24. They're working 24 hours a day.
Brown now reports to Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, who has defended him.
Look, I think Michael Brown's had a lot of experience. I think he's done a tremendous job under pressure. This system, as I say, was stressed beyond belief. I think he is in control of the situation. He has a great deal of experience. He's got a very good team.
Analysts say it's way too early to heap blame, but some say Brown was too ready to make excuses. Here he is on Saturday.
And then we had the people that had decided they wanted to take guns and start shooting at people, and the lawlessness started to occur. That, in essence, almost stopped our response for a while.
Paul Light, a professor of public service at New York University who closely studies how federal agencies operate, said Brown from the beginning should have talked less about obstacles.
Drive, fly, swim, walk, whatever. The top of that agency had to get down to New Orleans, to the Gulf States as quickly as possible. Stop at the first roadblock they encounter and set up shop. That's what the Red Cross did. That's what the Salvation Army did. You didn't hear them talking about how they ran into blockades and they couldn't get through. They set up their canteens and tents where the road ended.
A week into the hurricane aftermath, Brown's role has clearly diminished. Chertoff, not Brown, is leading briefings in the Gulf region. In an editorial, the New Orleans Times-Picayune newspaper has called for him to be fired. Now, when Brown does take questions from reporters, they're not about the relief effort, but about whether he has the experience to do his job. He says that he does.
I started out as general counsel at FEMA, ran operations at headquarters through 9/11, and since then, 164 presidential disaster declarations, including the California wildfires, the historic outbreak of tornadoes in the Midwest a couple of years ago, and last year's historic four hurricanes that struck Florida. So, yeah, I've been through a few disasters in my life.
David Green, NPR News, Washington.